WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With a look at tonight's high school sports action, here's Phil Nee.
Boys basketball tonight, Weston is at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at DeSoto, Ithaca at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Lafarge. Also, Viroqua is at River Valley, Broadhead at Dodgeville, Belmont at Lancaster, New Lisbon at Bangor, Hillsboro at Cashton, Wanewoc Center visits Royal, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Riverdale is home against Boscobel, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Darlington at Southwestern, and Reedsburg at Lodi. Girls basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge, Lafarge at North Crawford, Reedsburg at McFarland, Highland visits Belmont, River Ridge at Benton, Portage at Baraboo, Wanewoc Center travels to Royal, and Bangor at New Lisbon, Darlington at Dodgeville, Boscobel plays at Ithaca in girls basketball, and Viroqua is at Richland Center. We'll have it tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. The coach of the Richland Center girls is Jeremy Cooey.
You know, the girls are out there, they're fighting, they're scrapping, and, you know, sometimes we've had to put girls in positions where, you know, we wouldn't normally, but, you know, whether it was an injury or an illness, and all we've asked out of the girls is they just keep fighting and adapt, and, you know, if something goes wrong, you got to play the next play. You can't worry about what just happened and just continue to move forward as a team and as a program. So we're excited for what we're seeing and what we're building, and again, hopefully we'll be able to show that on the court these next 2 weeks.
The Richland Center girls team host Viroqua this evening, and we'll have the call on WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
The Milwaukee Bucks dropped a 125-111 decision to the Golden State Warriors last night, despite 38 points from Damian Lillard. Milwaukee has lost 8 of its last 10 games. The team was playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is expected to be sidelined until after the NBA All-Star game. New Bucks center Kyle Kuzma scored 21. Milwaukee travels to Minnesota for a Wednesday night showdown with the Timberwolves. Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst said trading Chris Middleton was the toughest decision of his career because of everything the three-time All-Star has done for the franchise. Trading Middleton to the Washington Wizards brought forward Kyle Kuzma to Milwaukee and put the Bucks under the second salary cap apron, giving them the flexibility to make other moves during the offseason. Horst says he believes the moves he made last week should make Milwaukee more dangerous this season, adding that ownership didn't ask him to lower the payroll. Badgers cornerback Nysir Fourcreen has won an additional year of college football eligibility in a courtroom. The ruling follows similar decisions in court affecting other college players. The All-American Fourcreen's legal victory represents a major change in NCAA eligibility guidelines. It establishes a precedent for such cases in the future. In this week's AP College Basketball poll, Wisconsin's two major college basketball teams are moving in opposite directions. With a couple of wins, the Badgers have jumped 5 positions to number 16. Only Arizona and Ole Miss improved more. Riding a 3-game losing streak, Marquette has fallen 7 positions to number 18. The Golden Eagles were ranked among the top 10 programs for more than 2 months. Marquette plays tonight at home against DePaul. Wisconsin doesn't take the court until Saturday at Purdue. And former All-Star outfielder Austin Hayes is guaranteed $5 million in his 1-year contract with Cincinnati Reds and can earn $500,000 in performance bonuses for plate appearances. Hayes has a $4 million salary this season as part of a deal announced on January 30th. His agreement includes a $12 million mutual option for 2026 with a $1 million buyout. Left-hander Wade Miley, who formerly pitched for Milwaukee, who agreed to a minor league contract on February 4th, would get a $2.5 million salary while in the major leagues. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.